Our 51st District Representative Ron Hyland of Wamego, who joins us via telephone. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
Good to talk to you once again. I know there's a lot going on in Topeka right now as we're kind of getting down the stretch here for the legislative session. There's lots of talks of redistricting here in the news, and I want to start there if we could, because I know your district in particular stands to get a little bit of shift here, it appears.
Yes, sir. My district actually population grew, so I knew mine will be reshaping. But then, because of Representative Carlin, her district grew by 8,000, and so they had to carve away on some of hers. So that's where I ended up. I lost Northern Lyon County, and I lost my portion of Shawnee County, but I've picked up, and I'm still trying to figure this out on the map, but it looks like I go up to Griffith Drive, and then all of Riley County on this side of Manhattan, and following down, it looks like McDowell Creek Road, and everything south in Riley County will become part of the new district.
And is that finalized yet, or does that still have to go through a process?
It still has to go through the process. They were meeting last night when I left Topeka, so I think they will come out with the final map either on Monday or Tuesday. We'll vote on it, and then, like all bills, it has to go over the Senate for their approval, and then it'll go to the governor for signature.
I see. And this is this separate from the federal redistricting that we see here going on?
Yes. Okay. Yes. There are three different maps. You'll have the congressional districts, and that one is in the courts right now. The Senate, the Kansas Senate group, they do their own. And then the House does their own, but as with all bills, we shift them, we send them to the other chamber, and they look at it. And let's be honest, when the Senate sends it over, if they've all agreed to it, we will automatically just agree to it as well. And they will to ours. So by the end of next week, the map should be finalized for all the state offices.
Well, knowing what you know here there, I'm curious how you plan to vote. If you wouldn't, do you know yet how you're going to vote? Because that's going to bring you a little bit more into Manhattan then.
Well, I would rather have this map than one that judges may draw. That's what happened 10 years ago. And we got all these really crazy lines. It's a numbers game. Mm-hmm. You have to have within 5% of the numbers required for each legislative seat. And that's fine with me coming over into Manhattan. That doesn't bother me a bit. But it means less travel time for me, quite frankly.
Well, and the reason I ask that is because, you know, Representative Carlin's district fairly is a more traditionally liberal district, so I didn't know if that was going to be more of a challenge here for you being the more conservative lawmaker there.
No. It'll be more fun. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay. Good stuff. Well, there's a lot of other things going on here in the legislature. I haven't heard much on the Apex bill. That seemed like it got a little quiet here the last couple weeks. Do you know anything we don't know here?
Well, I asked about that yesterday, and the Department of Commerce said that they should have heard within a day or two, but now they expect to hear by the end of the month. So we have another week, maybe a week or two of waiting to go here before that announcement comes. So we don't know yet.
Okay. Well, leave it at that then. That's exciting. I know we're competing with Oklahoma, it sounds like, so cross your fingers that Kansas can get that deal done. Taxes, that's another big thing here. You sit on the taxation committee there in the House. What are some bills you guys are working on right now?
Well, obviously one that most people are interested in is the food tax, and we have looked at that very carefully. There's a group that wants to take all of them off the food at once, but that's about a $500 million loss in revenue. And what we passed out of our committee yesterday, 2 days ago actually, was a bill that would ratchet down this food sales tax. We'll take an immediate 2% drop, but then we will ratchet it down 1% per year if the rainy day fund maintains a $100 million balance. Now, as the legislature, we're putting $600 million into that rainy day fund this year, if it all passes. But so that's a good chance that we could be down to zero in about 4 years. We've done that to protect the state. The last thing any of us want to do is to come back in a recession and raise taxes. So we're trying to do this carefully and smartly, and I think we will get this passed. It looks pretty good at this point. Most of the bills and the tax we've been dealing with are groups, 501Cs, and other groups coming in requesting tax exemptions. Every year we deal with this. Just to give you an idea, we had 68 bills come into the committee. 38 of them actually reached the level of having a hearing, and 23 passed out. So about a 34% pass rate. So a lot of it is just what we call rats and cats bills.
All right. Well, and I know I've heard a little bit from our city officials, kind of some interest on their end from the grocery bill, the sales tax bill, or whatever they call it, axe the tax, whatever it's called. Will cities be able to get some sort of snapshot of how that will adjust in the future so that they can set their sales tax rates on that? Because I think the big thing is they don't really want to see much of a loss in that sales tax revenue.
Right. And they will know when we know, and that should be probably within the next 2 weeks. We will have it all finalized. And now, the governor could veto it, so we're all sitting on pins and needles until it's finally signed into law by the governor. But we'll find out, and yes, I understand how they're anxious and so forth, how they're going to adjust, but until it's all done and the ink's dry, I really can't say.
Okay. You also mentioned here as we before we got on the air, CAPERS. I have not heard much on this lately. I follow the legislature as closely as I can here, but what's the latest with the CAPERS going on?
Well, there's a proposal, a bill is in that would infuse another $1 billion into the CAPERS fund, and if that passes, that will increase the fundability of our system to 80%, which the government considers to be fully funded. So if that goes through, and I think it will.
Okay.
The unfunded liability, I did all this research yesterday. I looked it up. The unfunded liability right now stands at $8.5 billion. And if we do this $1 billion infusion, and by the way, this will be the second $1 billion infusion we've made in 10 years that I've been there. But the problem is, it's one of those things that it will be hard to keep funding this CAPERS plan. So the last 4 years, I've been working on developing a thrift savings plan, similar to a 401k. And that passed out of the Senate committee yesterday. And hopefully this will move forward so that new employees will be able to select this plan, and our future in the state will be more solid, and it won't be. Anyway, it's a good idea. CAPERS is in good shape right now, but the future, we have to look at this very carefully. We cannot continue to be doing these billion-dollar infusions into the fund. But for now, it's in great shape. But we need to think about the future on this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly. We'll keep watching that one going forward. As far as the rest of the schedule here, when is the legislative session come to an end? Is it early May?
We will have our final day at the end of March. And then we'll take a break through April, and then we'll come back in May for what's called the veto session.
Okay.
So during April, the bills will be all formulated, put together, and delivered to the governor's office, and she will either veto or assign them. And then we come back in May, and if there's need, we will try to override some of those vetoes, if there are any. You know, we just don't know. And then that will be the end of the session at that point.
Gotcha. All right, well, lots going on, lots to do here yet still in the legislative session. Representative Ron Hyland, we always appreciate these updates. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning on KMAN.
You're welcome. You have a great day, even though it's a little rainy and cool out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate it, and have a good weekend.